CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a Ambi. First, the main points. The 10 regional governors of Cameroon are brainstorming on the need for peace to reign before, during and after the 2025 elections at the start of the biannual conference of governors for 2024. The Minister of Finance, Luipo Mutazi, is presently at the National Assembly to defend the 2025 finance law, which defines the projections of resources and expenses of the state of Cameroon. And in sports, Atlantic Sports Academy of the Ocean Division will participate in the 2024 National Interpols to begin in August after they beat June Football Academy 3-0. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tutter. Members of the Finance and Budget Committee of the National Assembly are examining the 2025-2027 medium-term economic and budgetary document chaired by Honorable Rosette Ayayi. The document has been prepared for the budgetary orientation debate prior to the elaboration of the finance bill for 2025 finance law. Finance Minister Luipo Mutazi is defending the document. The budgetary orientation debate offers an opportunity for parliamentarians to give their opinion on government's policy choices. Administrative authorities have been exhorted to ensure that civil liberties are enjoyed while respecting the rule of law as political activities gain momentum ahead of elections in 2025. Territorial Administration Boss Paula Tanganji gave the instruction in Yaoundé today at the opening of the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024. He, however, frowned at the recurrent cases of road accidents, intimating that government will be left with no option but to take drastic measures against truck drivers. The opening of the conference, attended by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie and the Secretary General of the General Delegation for National Security, has been extended to some political figures and media personalities invited for the occasion. Actors and filmmakers in Cameroon have been presented with opportunities to train talent and promote culture in a seasonal movie entitled The German King, which depicts the history of late Cameroonian heroes. This was during an audience granted in Yaoundé today by the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidon Pat, to the producer of the movie, Ade Tokumbo Makrumak. Mr. Ade Tokumbo says the production of the movie German King will be a platform to train writers and actors of the Cameroonian film industry. And we take you out of Cameroon in Sierra Leone, which has brought in a new law banning child marriage with much fanfare at a ceremony organized by First Lady Fatima Bio in the capital, Freetown. The President, Julius Maada Bio, signed the Prohibition of Child Marriage Act into the law in the presence of First Ladies from Cape Verde and Namibia. According to the law, anyone involved in the marriage of a girl aged under 18 will be jailed for at least 15 years or fined. And in sports, Cameroon and Montenegro are presently clashing in their first match at the ongoing Olympic qualifying tournament in Latvia. Both sides are presently in the last quarter of the game, and Montenegro is leading with a different 6 points. Only the winner of the tournament in Latvia among six countries will qualify for the Olympic Games in Paris later this month. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Members of the Finance and Budget Committee of the National Assembly have been reviewing the 2025-2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document. This falls in line with the holding of the sixth session of the budgetary orientation debate, counting for the elaboration of the 2025 finance law, a document which is being defended by the Minister of Finance, Luipo Mutazi. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe tells us more.
The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document for the 2025-2027 triennium contains the macroeconomic assumptions underlying the draft budget for the 2025 fiscal year under preparation. Addressing members of the Finance and the Budget Committee of the National Assembly, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Moutazé, said the outlook for the Cameroonian economy remains positive despite a slowdown observed in 2023 after its decline from 3.6% to 3.3% between 2022 and 2023. Economic growth in Cameroon is expected to accelerate to 4.1% in 2024 and stabilize at 4.4% in 2025 and 2026. Inflation rate, which accelerated in 2023 to the level of 7.4%, is expected to remain high in 2024 and then decrease to 4% in 2025 and return to around the EU standard of 3% over the 2026-2027 period. In this context, the overall orientation of the government's budgetary policy will remain on the consolidation of the public finance situation in line with the economic and financial program concluded with the IMF and the priority projects of the 2020-2030 National Development Strategy. With this in mind, the government is resolutely committed to reducing the non-oil primary balance from 2.6% last year to 2.0% of GDP this year. The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document for the 2025-2027 period has been prepared for the budgetary orientation debate at the National Assembly, scheduled for Saturday, July the 7th, 2024. It is a fundamental stage of the budgetary process, a requirement stemming from two laws adopted in 2018, which structure the management of public finances in Cameroon. Doris Batitata Ekwe, the National Assembly.
Administrative authorities have been enjoined to sensitize the population to the laws regulating civil liberties while remaining firm on the respect of the rule of law. Paula Tanganji was speaking today in Yaoundé while opening the first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024 that was extended to some political figures and media personalities. Albert Jembonde completes that story.
The 10 regional governors came to Yaoundé all smiling, perhaps translating the frame of mind of the population and the state of their respective regions. But the voluminous files they carried all spoke of the hopes and preoccupations of their people they intend to bring to the attention of the government and the President of the Republic. And while presiding over the opening, Territorial Administration Minister Paula Tanganji was quick to intimate that what concerns the people concerns administrative authorities, especially at this time when effervescence is growing within the ranks of political parties ahead of the 2025 presidential elections, saying administrative authorities have a duty to ensure the preservation of peace. The conference, exceptionally open to some opposition and ruling party officials and media personalities, a video was projected of an opposition party leader inciting a revolt. To this, Paula Tanganji cautioned that come 2025, the 1990 Liberty Laws will be strictly respected. A joint report by the Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie and the Delegate General for National Security, represented by the Secretary General, was presented, which incriminated the press and politicians threatening social cohesion. At the close of the morning session, Minister Paula Tanganji called for unity, and in the words of President Paul Biya, saying, "National construction is a collective effort whereby nobody is excluded. No one should therefore do self-exclusion."
Albert Jembonde reporting. Here is an excerpt of Minister Paula Tanganji's warning to political leaders who intend to jeopardize peace and social cohesion during the electoral period.
"I want to make it crystal clear that all political parties and associations are under the Ministry of Territorial Administration. No political activity shall be carried out nationwide without clearance from administrative authorities. Defaulters, regardless of their social ranking, will pay a heavy price for violating laws and regulations of the country. Media houses should be very conscious during their interactive programs, which have become a kind of one-man show where people exhibit intelligence or ignorance, where hate speech and defying state authority has become the order of the day. Any attempt to disrupt the electoral process today, tomorrow, shall be dealt with squarely. President Paul Biya has given freedom of speech and democracy to us so that we should build our country instead of destroying what has been achieved.
The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji. In the meantime, the governors of the West and Southwest regions say the security situation of their regions has improved tremendously. Ngu Henry captured their opinions and compared the following report.
The 10 regional chief executives took turns to present the security situation of their respective regions. Awa Fonko Augustin and Bernard Okalia Bilai are governors of the West and Southwest regions, respectively.
We are at the eve of elections, and I think all stakeholders are alert in view of what is expected.
For what concerns the Southwest region, economic activities, sociocultural activities, political activities are back to normal.
The conference also focuses on the ongoing voter registration in the country. Kiodadi Tagieke Buka of the Adamawa and Miji Yawa Bakari of the Far North region make an appraiser of the enrollment.
Elecam has carried out a very nice job. The maximum of the eligible electors have been registered.
The inscription of the electoral list have been increased. Student, women, youth.
The gathering began with a joint presentation of the Secretary of State for Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Etoga, and the Secretary General for National Security, Dominique Baya, on the security situation of the country.
Ngu Henry. Cameroon's 10 regional governors have their work cut out for them in ensuring citizens and their property are protected from harm and that the territorial integrity of the nation is maintained, a duty to be shared also among all Cameroonians in their varied capacities as an act not only of patriotism but love for their fellow countrymen. Drusilla Mokoso-Jockey commits.
Cameroon's socioeconomic and political landscape, plagued with rising cost of living, insecurity in the northern, east, northwest and southwest regions, road safety and urbanization challenges, just to name but these, continues to task all stakeholders involved in creating and maintaining sanity. With the steam rising on elections in 2025, many and vital are the issues affecting public life that could compound an already complex equation to solve. It doesn't take a soothsayer to predict that political actors with a dying dream to come out of obscurity will hijack well-meaning demands and needs of the population and morph them into potential conflict triggers. Spoilers of peace, too, in traditional and social media will most certainly peddle ethics and professionalism for cheap publicity and a quick coin. And what about the wannabes and rising influential classes who will equally want to test their newfound clout through sabotage of elite they consider out of touch with present realities? While the reasons to fuel conflicts abound, it is crucial the avenues and channels through which they take form are completely short. The task is not the priority of governors and law enforcement alone. It is a collective one where each Cameroonian, from the cradle to the workplace, market to village square, boardroom to hospital ward, is conscious that sustainable change, growth and development cannot come at the expense of peace and social order. Like the President of the Republic, we are all called to be beggars of peace, the undeniable pillar for nation building.
Drusilla Mokoso-Jockey in that commentary. The upgrading and maintenance of remote and urban roads across the South region is advancing. The representative of the Prime Minister of the Prime Minister's Office at the National Road Fund, Simon Pierre Atiba, gave the assurance at the start of a five-day fact-finding mission to inspect the quality of work and level of execution of six projects spread across the region. Silas White
The 8-kilometer stretch between Kolandom, Bilik and Mamezam, hitherto a remote steep access route, is undergoing revitalization. Currently, the upgrade works involving the drainage systems and the widening of the route are progressing steadily. Upon completion, this project would relieve local residents' burdens both in terms of mobility and the transport of goods, as André Thomas Bengon, mayor of Ebolova 2, explains. This route would connect many villages. It heads up to Mamezam. It is a very important route for a council because it's a major agricultural production area. The same goes for Mahan Council in the Tem Valley, where a recently converted forest road between Zwameyong and Evuma and a 60-kilometer stretch linking Olumu and Oveng are now passable, ensuring accessibility to the other areas. The fact-finding mission of the route fund, led by the representative of the Prime Minister's office, Simon-Pierre Ateba, aims to assess the quality of work and speed of execution. Sonia Kazi is the checking engineer from the route fund. Overall, we are satisfied. We who are on a mission to check all the projects that we finance in. The mission is part of a series that will take the team to Elokbatindi and Bipindi in the Ocean Division with a spell in Meumesala. The field trip was preceded by a working session involving the mayors, experts and other related stakeholders, chaired by Governor Felix Ngelengele. Silas Nkwain, CRTV News, Kolandom.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Some parents in the nation's capital, Yaoundé, have been using the holiday period to teach their offspring the mother tongue. They say conversing with the kids in their native language helps them to stay connected to their roots and share stronger family bonds. Kelly Eben tells us more.
It is cooking time at Jaila Petra's residence in Santa Barbara. In the Lamso language, she instructs her first daughter to get the mortar.
Lia, do liki konki wi fomo?
Hello, mama, we sure.
The mother of three says since her daughter is taught in the English language all through the school year, she speaks the mother tongue in order to keep the kids grounded in their culture.
There can be a third party, a stranger in the house, and you need to give information to the children that does not need to be heard.
The same atmosphere prevails in the Eka family, where the practice of speaking one of the Manyu people's Ejagam language has been well assimilated by the kids.
Ojo Mary, I was speaking with my mom in the dialect. She asked me, what was I doing? I told her that I'm watching Jesus.
Parents who hail from different regions or tribes choose to enroll their offspring in centers where lessons on indigenous languages are offered. Learning and speaking one's mother tongue, experts say, connects people to their cultural heritage and gives them a sense of belonging.
Kelly Eben reporting. We now take you to the West Regional Capital, Bafoussam, where travel agencies and their passengers have redoubled vigilance during this holiday period. Isaac Ngonkum visited some travel agencies and captured the ambience for the news.
Since the beginning of the holiday, the West Region has recorded several road accidents. The Chancliffe alone has swallowed at least 10 lives and left hundreds seriously injured, even though the accidents along the Bafoussam-Yaoundé Highway and Bafang-Bafoussam stretch Tuesday, 2nd July 2024 did not result in casualties. Road users in Bafoussam confess they are scared each time they have to travel to other parts of the country.
With so many accidents, I'm a little bit afraid, but I have the obligation to go where I'm going.
Officials of public transport agencies in the city say they are not indifferent to such fears. Jiang Tiodonje Bayi, a manager of a public transport agency in the regional capital, says they have taken several measures to push back on recurrent road accidents. Systematic checks on buses after every journey, GPS tracking of drivers on the highway, quality rest for all drivers and speed limitation, among others, stand out. Transport authorities in the region have intensified road safety campaigns Isaac Ngankum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
Disputes over the management of the Small Support Water Committee in Buya Subdivision of the Southwest Region will soon be laid to rest following the commissioning of members to manage the water catchment. They were installed during a ceremony that was chaired by the second deputy mayor of Buya, Musoko Edward, who called on the committee members to be transparent and objective while carrying out their functions. Lucia Agbo reports from Buya.
The dispute between the inhabitants of Wuvilia village in Buya over the management of the community water catchment resulted to the creation of the water committee. They are expected to ensure that the catchment serves the purpose for which it was constructed.
Edward Muchue, second deputy mayor of Buya Council. Their principal function is to ensure that the catchment functions very well, taking into consideration all the other stakeholders who are there, and to oversee the equitable distribution of water to all the household without bias.
The water committee members on their part say they are ready to objectively serve the community.
Joseph Mofani Kange. I'm the chairperson of the water committee of Small Support Wuvilia. I'll do my best to see that each and everyone benefit from the source in Small Support Wuvilia.
I'm KB Ujinka, deputy chairman of the water management committee. We want to assure the population of Small Support Wuvilia village that there will be equitable distribution of water.
The water committee will henceforth be monitored and supervised by the Buya Council. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Buya.
A delegation from the board of the Cameroon Employers Group known as JECAM, led by its president Celestin Tawamba, has paid a visit to the Edea hydroelectric power plant with the aim to better understand the realities of the electricity sector. The visit, which projects a new horizon between both entities, was an opportunity for the Director General of ENEO, Amin Homan Ludie, to present ENEO's challenges and achievements in the segments it is in charge of, that is, electricity generation, distribution, and commercialization. Cynthia Ethan.
The Edea Hydroelectric Power Station is the oldest in the country, which has undergone maintenance and transformation under the management of Energy of Cameroon, ENEO. Through this visit, JECAM's board is reaching out to its members and also to improve their awareness of how the powerhouse functions. ENEO's boss explained the achievements and challenges ENEO has recorded over the years. Since 2004 to date, approximately 100 billion CFA francs have been invested to maintain and upgrade the Edea powerhouse. The guided tour took the visitors to the turbine enclosure through the control room and to the dam, wherein JECAM board members discovered old installations in perfect working conditions, as well as modernized equipment with cutting-edge technologies, all achieved through ENEO's investment programs. Amin Homan Ludie is the Director General of ENEO.
Being in contact and close to JECAM is first to understand what are the main pain points of our industrial clients, because they are the ones who are making the growth of economy in the country.
ENEO is today in charge of 60% of Cameroon's total installed capacity and 100% distribution. ENEO is thus leaving no stone unturned to carry out its public service mission, assurance which the JECAM visiting delegation is satisfied with. Celestin Tawamba is president of JECAM.
We extend our encouragement to the government and ENEO. We understand that the electricity production problem is almost resolved to meet demand. We wish that issues linked to transport and distribution be resolved.
Showcasing its achievements as well as its potential is thus of utmost importance in view of reassuring the business world. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
We now take you to sports. Atlantic Sports Academy of the Ocean Division have beaten Jum Football Academy 3-0 during the finals of the South Regional Football League. The victory of the Ocean Division team secures its position to participate in the 2024 National Interpols, slated to begin on the 1st of August 2024 in Yaoundé. Polycarp Atiekem, please, that story from Kribi.
It is a euphoric experience among the fans of the Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi as their team has successfully lifted the South Regional Football League trophy for their first time after beating Jum Sports Academy by 3-0 in the finals that took place in Sang Malima. The head coach of the Ocean Division team, Jean-Sébastien Batan-Chang, says the victory is a result of hard work, endurance and determination.
Ça n'a pas été facile.
It was not easy to navigate the four stages, but through hard work, we made it to secure our position in the national interpost.
The Ocean Division team today celebrates its new position in the game of football with determination to have a breakthrough to the next level. Jean-Sébastien Batan-Chang reiterated.
I met my colleagues and we diagnosed the mistakes of the team and I continued my work in the second phase in February and brought the team where it is today.
Atlantic Sports Academy of the Ocean Division has promised to heighten preparations to represent the South region in the 2024 National Interpose slated to kick off in Yaoundé come August 1st and why not Elite 2. Polycarp Atier, CRTV Kribi.
And Ferns, Friendship of Douala, Yaoundé University and FAP are leading the polls in the men's and women's categories of the National Handball Championship. They are undefeated since the start of the championship, as you tell us, Harrison Ashutiko.
Fondation André Zico, Ferns, is leading Pool A in the men's category of the championship with 6 points following victories in their three outings. Their last win was against Patience by a score of 36-27. They are followed by Veto of Boya, who have won just one match so far. In Pool B, Friendship of Douala, who defeated FAP by 27-26 over the weekend, is undefeated since the start of the championship. In the women's category, Yaoundé University, known as Yuk, is battling with Tekase for leadership. The two teams faced each other and Tekase won by 33-18. However, Yuk is on the top of the table with 4 points, the same points with Tekase. Divas of Bafoussam produced a surprise against the defending champions, Ferns, beating them 26-20 to move to the top of Pool B with 4 points.
Harrison Ashutiku and CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And may hear nice a summary of the news in the French language with Marlies Natasha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Les gouverneurs des régions sont en conclave à l'hôtel de ville de Yaoundé. C'est dans le cadre de leur conférence semestrielle. Il s'agit de faire une concertation d'évaluation pour mieux asseoir la sécurité, la paix et la sérénité dans l'étendue du territoire national. 5 de ces gouverneurs parlent de l'opération d'inscription sur les listes électorales qui se déroule sans anicroche à l'extrême nord. Situation identique dans la région de l'Adamawa où 502 potentiels électeurs viennent d'être enregistrés. Dans le sud-ouest, les activités ont repris. Les régions de l'ouest et du centre, quant à elles, accélèrent la production des cartes nationales d'identité pour une inscription massive sur les listes électorales. La conférence des gouverneurs est présidée par le ministre de l'administration territoriale, Paul Atanganji. Il a recommandé aux chefs des régions d'être fermes pour faire respecter l'autorité de l'État et préserver l'ordre public. Assemblée nationale, les membres de la Commission des finances et du budget examinent depuis cette fin de matinée le document de programmation économique et budgétaire à moyen terme 2025-2027. C'est en prélude au débat d'orientation budgétaire. Il s'agit d'une étape fondamentale du processus budgétaire, une exigence qui déroule de deux lois adoptées en 2018 qui structure la gestion des finances publiques au Cameroun. Le document de programmation économique et budgétaire est défendu par le ministre des Finances, Louis-Paul Montazé. Le président du Sénat, Marcel Niadifendi, vient de présenter à l'hémicycle du Palais des Congrès la plénière consacrée à la communication du document de programme économique et budgétaire à moyen terme 2025-2027 aux membres de la Chambre haute du Parlement. C'est dans la perspective du débat d'orientation budgétaire, l'un des enjeux de la session de juin. Les sénateurs ont également reçu de l'Assemblée nationale deux projets de loi. L'un porte ratification d'un accord bilatéral relatif aux services des transports aériens entre le Cameroun et l'Afrique du Sud. Le second projet de loi porte régime des forêts et de la faune. Et puis en sport, football, Atlantic Sport Academy qualifié pour les Interpools pour la session en Elite 2. Le club de l'Océan, représentant de la région du Sud aux Interpools 2024, a battu Joom Sport Academy sur le score de 3-0 en finale régionale du Sud à Saint-Mélima. Atlantic Sport Academy espère retrouver l'élite du football après la descente de Ofta. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.